Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planets, Friday the 1st of April. Sun is in Aries, ruled by Mars. Planets are talking about...
New starts, among other things.
Okay, and it all starts with...
The new moon in Aries, new starts.
Okay, here we go.
Since just about everyone has been pleading for some action, or at least a break from the mind-numbing repetition, it would be churlish to complain now that the pace is picking up considerably. And frankly, if you roll up your sleeves during the next short while, no small amount can actually be accomplished, established, organized, arranged, invented, implemented, instigated, etc. in your arena of choice. So, as the Sundance Kid said to his partner, you just keep thinking, Butch. That's what you're good at. Focus on your personal, creative, and romantic agenda and methods of advancing it you'd actually be interested in pursuing, even if some disruption to the established mode or a relocation to Bolivia is required. On your mark, get set. Also, just in case, given the climate, practice your most sincere, caring demeanor. Check the dictionary under Attentive Spaniel for pointers. Then you can organize your features accordingly in the all-too-likely event someone starts rattling on in high dudgeon about a subject that's about as consequential and compelling as a hangnail and privately makes you wonder what they have been doing for life up to this point.
Okay, signs particularly affected by the new moon in Aries.
Aries, Cancer, Leo.
And if one's birthday, 1st of April.
Just say yes to anything that facilitates healthy growth, development, and expansion, while just saying no to anything that doesn't. And although this could sound suspiciously like a no-brainer, separating the healthy from the un may entail a willingness to relinquish those patterns or arrangements which no longer particularly serve or motivate you that the Cosmic Joker has been kind enough to tag for immediate removal.
I'm good. Tomorrow, Daily Planets.